When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. It's time for MP on the mic.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Woo! And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, welcoming you aboard on a Monday morning. Fall is here in Richmond. Baseball season's over. Final day at the Diamond. Yesterday, Virginia Tech has fired football coach Brent Pry. Jaden Daniels may or may not have an injured knee. That's a big thing to watch as we continue this season. Without him, it's a very different ceiling for the Washington Commanders. But we are bringing you portions until 11:30. 11:30, we'll get back to Brent Pry. But for the next half hour, we are bringing you portions of a very special Parney Time, which we taped yesterday. Parney Time normally airs on The Fan Saturday and Sunday mornings. You can also get it everywhere you get your podcasts. We taped a bunch of people giving their memories of the last days at the Diamond and the last day at the Diamond yesterday. So you can look for the whole thing where you get the Parney Time podcast. But we're going to give you a taste of it today. We'll rejoin the podcast with Parney, myself, and Cheats from the Black Baseball Mixtape, welcoming in some special guests and talking about the final day at the Diamond. Anthony Opperman, who was in the broadcast booth at one point for the Squirrels, now works in the administration. He dropped by to share his memories.
It's a sense of relief, honestly. Like, there's a weight being lifted a little bit today. I mean, you know, we're here to celebrate the memories and honor and commemorate that. But, you know, this was always temporary, you know, which is
15 years of temporary.
It's like renting for 15 years, looking for a house for 15 years. And now you finally got your new house.
And they promised you a new house when you moved into the room.
Just saying.
You remember Mike Berry?
Oh, I do.
So Mike Berry was in my office one time. He ran the RMA. Yeah. And he's like, if you don't do this and you don't do this, you're not going to get a stadium till 2018. I kicked him out of my office. I'm like, get the hell out of here. If we don't have a ballpark by 2008, and here we sit in 2025.
So, I mean, there is that. You know, and the other analogy I've been using, too, it's like when you buy a car and you have to pay down the interest first before you start making any payments on the principal for the actual, like, car, right? So, you know, I think that's part of this, too, now, is that, you know, this season, I mean, the last two seasons, honestly, I felt like last year was more challenging because it wasn't like final yet that the ballpark was going to happen. I mean, if you think about it, it wasn't until last August when that lease was signed at CarMax Park that the future of baseball in Richmond was finally secured. I mean, up until August, there was still, until it's done, it's not done, as we know all too well, right? So, you know, we've had a couple of really challenging years to try and navigate, and you know, then the work starts next door too, by the way. So this year has been like working on multiple years at the same time, and as this season's progressed, the demands for CarMax Park have increased. So this has been a big challenge. So, you know, to get to this point today, honestly, truthfully, there's a sense of relief that we got here. We're going to give her her goodbye. It's been an incredible, like, final farewell to the Diamond. But now, like, 100% of the money and the equity and the sweat investment that's gone into it is going to go to the future and ultimately what the future was intended to be all along.
Well, I just want to thank you because you being here means a lot to me because I love you as a person. But you were a key role in me being able to slow down. And I Anthony and I went to Hondo's one night, and I looked him in the eye. I don't know if you remember this. And I said, Anthony, can I ask you a question?
Hold up. Was this before or after you spilled a glass of wine on
No, when just you and I went. We took our wives there one night, and I drank the Tito's and the wine at the same time, and it didn't go so well at the end. So Anthony, he goes, hey, do you want to go to Hondo's, just me and you? And I'm like, I didn't think you ever want to do that. He goes, I'll bring a bib.
And no, I grabbed one of the ponchos we give the podcast contestants.
And I looked at you and I said, do you think if I hadn't have semi-retired, would I have survived the stress? And you said,
no.
And so you being able to come back was one of the key things that Lou wanted to have happen. So I wanted to say thank you for that. Thank you for being the general manager of the team that I love. And most importantly, thank you for being my friend.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are not enough words in the dictionary. MP knows most of them. So you can agree with me on this. There are not enough words in the dictionary to describe, you know, what you and Tanya and your family mean to Bree and my family, extended family, even in Texas, Fast Eddie and my mom. I mean,
we have so many stories to tell. So me, him, and his dad at the winter meetings. Next episode.
Yeah, we'll get Sabian on for that one. Yeah, Sabie saves. No, I mean, pardon your family, and I hope that, you know, you've been able to, you know, take some time during this whole experience too to kind of soak in what, you know, you built when you came and Parney-ized the city back in 2009. And you know, I mean, it's like those memories are still very vivid, right? Of You know, what are these carpetbaggers doing? Like, why are they calling our beloved baseball team the Flying Squirrels?
I'm never going to go to a game. You guys suck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but like we all knew. But I think part of the reason we knew it was going to work was because we knew who was right at the front of the line leading the charge, and that was you.
Ah, that's a big hell yeah. Yay.
Thank you, Anthony.
Don't worry, I've got some more nice things to say about you. Like, cry.
Yeah, I will tell this. Avi's one of my favorite people, not just in Richmond or the Squirrels, but of all time. And one of the reasons it is because Oppo never says no. He never says no. He always tries to figure out a way to get to yes, even if we can't do it right then. And that includes some of the stuff you've done, and the team has done with this building that we're about to say goodbye to, because let's just face it, especially the last couple of years, there's been challenges of it being on its last leg, and there's been things happening here that I think the normal person would say, we're never going to do that here. This structure is too old. It can't handle it. We're not going to do this. Paint the outside. We're never going to do that. Bring in the community. We're never going to do that. And you've always said yes to maximize what this building could be, even if it's in its later years. How did you do that? How did you look at what you had, especially over the last, like, even since we've come back since 2020, and said, I'm going to turn what could be, like, the worst part of this into an asset?
That's Anthony Opperman. You remember him from his time in the Squirrels broadcast booth, now running things and getting CarMax Park ready to go. You can hear his full thoughts on a very special edition of Parney Time, which airs weekends on The Fan and is also available everywhere you get your podcasts. We're back with more after this. Counting down to AWOD Radio live from Capitol Ale House. It's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 101.5 FM. And you know, we're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, just like Parney Time, the podcast, was over at the Diamond yesterday for the final day of baseball in Richmond. It was a special one. Squirrels lost, nobody cared. Great memories were made, and we taped a special edition of the Party Time podcast. Gonna air a few clips from that for you now as we take a couple trips down memory lane. Should be a lot of fun. We'll get back to Brent Pry. We'll get back to what the Hokies do to stay relevant in football. We'll get back to everything going on a wild Sunday in the NFL where the New York Giants snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. And of course, a Jaden Daniels update as warranted. Joe Burrow gonna get a second opinion on his toe that may keep him out for a few months. You can kiss those Bengals playoff hopes goodbye if that is the case in Cincinnati. But we taped a special Party Time yesterday, and we're going to air a few of those conversations now. First up, this is Ben Rothrock. He has been with Barney with the Squirrels since day one. He offers up some of his memories on the final day at the Diamond.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Full disclosure, there was at 10 a.m. this morning, games at 1:30. There were people waiting outside.
I know,
this
I saw
is,
that.
This is insane.
Yeah. So anyway, Ben Rothrock was an intern from Liberty. We don't have time to get into all the details because I actually told Benny last night after the game that I really want him to come on and have a show because this guy and I have worked together for 24 years. When we have you on the full-time show, we'll tell the whole story of the first thing I ever said to you.
That's right.
Which we probably shouldn't say. With
I'll say it.
But anyway, Ben Rothrock's on the show now, guys. Chief Operating Officer of Richmond Flying Squirrels, an original Squirrels office member from the very, very beginning and someone that I've had the privilege of working with and alongside for the last 24 years. Thank you for taking a few minutes.
Absolutely.
We're going to make it real quick. Who wants to do the first question?
Yeah, give me your emotions here as we close this down.
Yeah, so there's a reason why I'm wearing sunglasses today.
Hey!
You won't be the first person to cry on this show, it's okay.
It's been amazing, just to kind of, I don't think we fully grasped exactly what this day actually means yet. I mean, because with the build up to this point has been so... there's been so many times where along the way it's like we got this and this to do, and it's like by the time you exhale, it's like it's done. So getting to this point, seeing the crowds the past 6 days, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing response from Richmond, and really truly what this community means to us, and to see like just the expression on people's faces every single night. And the applause and just the intent on being here has been truly, truly amazing.
That's intense, a good word. Cheats?
My guy, it seems like everything that's going on outside of what's happening here has been really, really challenging in some ways. This place obviously has served, even not just this season but beyond, has a bit of an oasis in a place in a place where everyone really can come together and be housed. Mm-hmm. You've been here since the very beginning. What's that mean to have a place like this where I see you all the time, almost every game, standing at the front gate, and you see old, young kids like come in? What does that mean when you put it in perspective?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's well known, like, our first year, how much doubt was behind us coming in. Quotes that were like, we're a fly-by-night operation. And
Joe T?
We're a joke.
Hell yeah!
and we're a joke.
Joe T's actually taking a nap.
And
hi, Megs!
I think we all came into this with the same desire to prove them wrong. You know, yeah. And that was been our intent from day one. It's like we're gonna come in here and we're gonna take this town by storm, and you know, to see the fruits of our labor now 15, 16 years later, you know, it just goes back to all the hard work, the long hours, the endless nights that we took that first several years to build up this brand.
Yep.
You know, because the brand has been important to us. We came in here with, you know, the motto, like, we wanted to be different. We wanted to have the impact. Like, we proved it. And I think
about,
that...
You forgot about Be Fun, too.
Well, I should get to that part. But, you know, and the fun comes along with it. So, like, you know, to have that intent and to the desire from day one and truly, you know, hold on to that motto for so long, like, and there's, you know, you mentioned it, too. There's been so many different operational challenges with this place. It has not been a secret on that part, too. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of things that you have to adjust to that you wouldn't have to do that in a normal facility. And, you know, from, you know, there's just been some operational nightmare stuff that, you know, over the years just been, like, trying and true, and you just got to make sure that you got to keep your head down and do the best for what's for the fans.
I feel like
we've done that.
I'm going to let you brag just a little bit, because I know what you two will say. You will say that the Skrulls came in and kind of taken on the personality of Richmond.
Yep.
What I would tell you two, in particular, is that several parts of Richmond have taken on the personality of the Skrulls for the better. When you see that, when you see other entities that have been in here longer than you have, kind of see, oh man, they're doing it the right way. Let's try to do things like the Skrulls are doing. How does that make you feel?
No, I'll let you go.
I mean, obviously, flattery is the whatever that saying is.
Imitation.
I mean, yeah, and it's not only just here in the community, which you know, we get. I mean, there was a time, remember, Benny, when we were doing so well that companies in Richmond were trying to poach our employees all the time.
Yeah,
you know.
And
they got them.
They got some.
But then also, like we talk about all the time, there's 120 minor league baseball teams, and people do our stuff all the time all across minor league baseball. So, I mean, I think that I take it as very flattering, especially, you know, doing it alongside, you know, this guy who, again, I knew was an intern, but I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he said it best. Like, there's been just so many times.
Can you say that again?
This time he said it best. No, but honestly, like, you know, even when, you know, we were building this brand, like, we knew we had something special, so we wanted to build on that. And, you know, again, we saw people noticing, and, you know, we continue to push ourselves day in and day out to be the best and to bring our best game every single day.
Yeah.
Even from a our standpoint, which is behind the scenes mostly, like, we want to make sure that we're being innovative, being out there, you know, being the best we can for the fans.
Benny deserves a ton of credit, because when he got here, his role was merchandise.
Merchandise, yeah.
And I remember, I want to tell a really quick story. So we had the press conference about the logo, right? And I'm on stage, and we're unveiling the logo, and I come off stage, and the reporter comes up and goes, "You guys are geniuses." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you." And I'm like, "But why?" He goes, "The logo, the primary logo. How did you think about making it look like the Commonwealth of Virginia's geography?" Ooh. And I looked at it, and in my head I'm going, "Holy!" But in reality, I'm like, "Oh yeah, well, yeah, we looked at all the concepts," and I just ran with it, bro. Yeah. I ran with it. Then I came to Benny. I go, "Did you know that looks like the Commonwealth of Virginia?" So
it's awesome.
Well, Benny, looking forward to today. Is there anything when you woke up this morning? What was on your mind? What was your first or second thought of the day about what we're going to go through today?
Yeah, like I said, I don't think all the emotions have fully, like, set in yet. But, you know, I think we talked about this briefly last night. I don't know if we've had a sellout day game.
Right, we haven't.
And, you know, so that's unique.
Yeah, so we're still in the nervous as hell portion. Yeah. How are we going to get all these people in here?
Yeah.
And quite honestly, that's amazing, too. Like, you know, people taking time out of their midday to come out and you know wish us what the stadium very well.
What have you felt like when people have come up to you and said the word thank you?
Yeah, it's, you know, countless times over the past, you know, honestly months, because, like, people strategically plan their trips this year around coming out here one last time.
Absolutely.
you know, over the past several months leading up to today. It's not just today. It's not, you know, yesterday. It's people that are like, well, I can't get there then, but here's where I can. And it's just been, you know, people from different states coming in like, hey, I used to come here as a kid with my grandparents and my father and my mom and, like, all that stuff. So, you know, so when they say thank you, it really just resounds because it's not just thank you from them. It's thank you from generations.
Yeah.
Generations of people. And it truly means a lot to a lot of people. And to, like, send this out the way we are has been, like, I don't think we'll understand the magnitude for several years to come.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal for us.
That's right.
I mean, today's a once. This will never happen again. Because I'm going to be dead as hell by the time we get done with the dial.
I mean, I'll be honest. I thought we were going to carry you out in the stretcher. I mean, I think,
hey, Benny, yeah. When I was still the CEO, and Benny would walk in to ask me about something, and I'd have like a chest pain or something, he'd grab a piece of paper, here, just sign it and turn everything off to me right now. Here, sign this paper in case this is the big one. Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, it's I was at the ABC store, believe it or not. I mean, the other day, and the guy behind me in line said, hey, Parney, before you leave, first of all, where's the party? You're buying a shit ton of stuff. Yeah. And secondly, thank you from everybody. And that's happened so many times, bro. And yeah. It almost brings me to the point of, like, of tears. So, but I know you got to go because it's getting...
We're having a baseball game today.
He does. We're going to steal one more from him.
Yeah, this one's about, you're fine.
This one's about you. So it's the Parney Time podcast, so we got to ask. And you mentioned it. There have been difficult days through mm-hmm. this journey to get here. Sure. And you've been lockstep side by side with this man right here, who's kind of been the forward facing, leading. What have you learned from this guy, especially when times have gotten tough and it looks like, man, I don't know if this is going to happen this time. Yep. May not happen this time. This guy and Lou and everybody's going mad. We're looking the newspaper every other day. What has his leadership been like as you went through this?
Now, look, I'll start back, 20 plus years ago. And having the opportunity to come to Richmond back in 2009, like, this was a no-brainer for me because, you know, the years I spent with, you know, working with him in Altoona, like, the drive, the passion, you know, the understanding of a market, like, you know.
I was certifiably insane back then, though.
Well, that's true, too. And I've learned stuff from that, too. You know, but, like, you know, to take Altoona, Pennsylvania and the Altoona Curve and to, you know, put them on a map in terms of, like, attendance and stuff like that, you know, was a big, you know, a tribute to what he's done in his career. And so when there were some changes that were happening with that whole scenario with the ownership and, you know, him moving down here to kind of build this into what it is today, honestly, the decision was easy. You know, like, I didn't have to think twice. Didn't know much about Richmond at the time. Again, went to Liberty, so kind of knew, like,
it's in Virginia.
Geographically, you know, like, where it was. But, like,
I never been to Richmond either. I'll tell that story later.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, for...
Came by faith, right? I mean, seriously.
It's exactly right. And my brother was living here at the time, and he's like, hey, I got this opportunity. I'm like,
we chased his ass out of town.
You know, let me know. I'm there, you know, because, again, the passion, the drive, I knew that this would be a success because of all those things. And, you know, it's really, truly comes down to countless hours, the dedication, the understanding, and just the people person that he is really just helped drive this to where it is today.
That's Ben Rothrock. He is one of the OG Squirrels employees. Fun to hear his thoughts on the last day of the Diamond. We'll keep the reminiscences rolling on a special extra emotional edition of MP on the Mic, sharing some time with Parney Time here to commemorate the final day of the Diamond. Back after this, you're listening to Richmond's Home for the Flying Squirrels. This is 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll catch you down to AWOD Radio, noon to 3. He's at Capitol Ale House. Get you caught up on everything that happened this weekend. I know he's got thoughts on Brent Pry out as Virginia Tech head coach. Release coming from President Tim Sands, not from the athletic director, Webb Babcock. What does it all mean? Stick with the Fan. We'll keep you posted all the way until a new Tech Talk Live on Thursday with Coach Philip Montgomery, interim coach Philip Montgomery. But we're taking a trip down memory lane at the Diamond. This is the Party Time Reminiscences episode, which we taped yesterday on the final day at the Diamond. Manager of the Squirrels, Dennis Pelfrey, dropped by. Here he is.
I mean, I think, you know, one, first of all, thanks for having me, and it's going to be tough to follow up your conversation and what, you know, your thoughts on the Diamond, but, you know, just a small piece for me, I think 4 years, you know, in the total scheme of things for the 40 years is not a whole lot, but
10%.
It feels like
it's a tithe for everyone, all you churchgoers.
It's one of those things where, you know, for me, it's felt like, you know, feels like home. And, you know, it's really hard to put into words and pick a certain moment or pick a certain thing that makes it special, right, when you're talking about your family and your home. So for me to be back here again this year, you know, was a blessing. And again, I say it all the time, this is the best place I've ever been, my favorite place in baseball that I've ever worked. And I don't really consider it work. It's family as home.
It's family. That's right.
Working among these people, you know, and this is not the nicest building of all time, it turns out. But how energizing it! First shot. That's all right.
We're being so nice to the Diamond.
Yeah, I know. You needed a counterpoint. But what's it meant to have the support of Parney, Oppo, this whole team, and what have they meant to you during this journey towards a new park?
It makes my job really easy. I mean, I think that, you know, I've always been a big believer in front office and the team. We have to have a good relationship. And I think that they made that really easy from day one. The first day I showed up when I drove my car here from Texas.
That's right.
Before I flew to Spring Training.
We went to Hurley's, I think.
We went to eat. And
the server came over, you know, and said, "Would you like a drink?" And Pelf's like, "Oh, I have a Diet Coke." I'm like, "Then I'm having a drink." And so then he got a drink.
Yeah, too. You know, I didn't know how to take Parney. You
found out real quick,
found
didn't
out
you?
Real quick, found out real quick. So I fit right in there with the Jack Daniels. That's the drink of choice for me. But, you know, just one. I like to just have one.
One triple.
And that's it. One triple. Yeah, that works. So, yeah. I mean, from the moment, and I think Joe T was there as well. Pulled up in the parking lot, saw the stadium. And I was like, man, this is cool. And, you know, when you talk about the stadium, and, you know, it's going to be awesome being over in the new ballpark, no doubt. But there's going to be – this place is always going to have a piece of my heart, right? And, like, you know, I think when we did the tour the other day, first place we went was the first base dugout where we'll be next year. And I'm thinking, man, if I'm back here next year, the first thing I'm going to see, first pitch of the game, is I'm going to see the Diamond. And it's gonna feel
wow.
It's gonna feel weird, like not being in this building for the first pitch of the season.
So, that's wild. You'll be looking right at it.
That's the first thing I noticed when we went over there.
Hey, I don't know how much time we have left with Pelf, but one of the things I wanted to bring up, because I think this is special, and if you don't mind, I'm gonna let people into our relationship a little bit. Sure. I'm gonna let you do it. Tell people what we do after we win a game.
So yeah, I mean I don't know you know, too many other people that keep traditions going, but every time we win a game at the Diamond, you know, Parney comes in, makes some time for me, which is special in itself because, you know, he's a busy man and everybody wants
his attention. I don't do shit.
Everybody wants his attention.
Our next guest will confirm that.
Exactly. But, real work.
Hell yeah!
We know he comes in. We have a Dos Equis green bottle and a citrus Zin. Yeah. Kind of goes really well together. It tastes really good after.
I'm hoping that we get to have one more.
Yeah,
I mean, today here at the Diamond.
The goal is always to win the last game of the year, whether that's the championship game, you know, whatever it is. But this year, it's the last home game for the Diamond, and that's the goal. The goal is to win the last game.
Pelf, do you have anything? Any last statement you'd like to say to the Diamond and to our Party Time listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, if you're a Richmond Flying Squirrel fan, and I know that the season wasn't the greatest this year. You know, we definitely started off pretty rough, and it didn't turn around quite as quickly as we wanted to. But I think I said it from the beginning. I think this is a team that, you know, by the end of the season, if you stick behind us, you'll, you know, be proud to be a part of and support. And I think that, you know, from the player standpoint, we've done a really good job of competing all the way to the end and had a really good second half. And, you know, a couple games out of the playoffs is just going to make us more hungry for next year. So just appreciate the support and what you guys are doing. And it's been fun.
Well, we look forward to soaking the moment in with you. We love you, Pelf. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for joining us. Absolutely. Yeah. Hell yeah!
Have fun. Go nuts.
Credit to Pelf and the team. I mean, this could have ended differently than it did, but we had a legit playoff chase and to win the last few at the Diamond. Yeah. I mean, that's a tribute to everything.
That's a tough week to be a yard goat.
Absolutely.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't run off the fact that Pelf is the all-time winningest coach here.
There he goes again. There goes Chiefs with another great comment.
I mean, he's the all-time winningest coach here. Two playoffs back-to-back. I mean, we couldn't ask for a better manager than Richmond.
As a manager of Squirrels, Dennis Pelfrey, all around good dude, and man, almost got that team into the playoffs after a rough first half of the season. Hope he's back next year across the street at CarMax Park. We're back with hour number two after this. You're listening to the home of the Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final segment here of the special Parney Time cut-ins. It's the live look-in, except it's not live. We did this yesterday in a suite at the Diamond. While it was still closed, it was cool to be in there. When nobody was there, just the anticipation of the final day of baseball, then it ends with thousands of people on the field celebrating 40 years of memories at the Diamond in Richmond. In about 15 minutes, we'll get back to Brent Pry. I don't think there's a lot of good pass forward for Virginia Tech. This year's a waste. You're just trying to save face. You had to fire him because you couldn't let him run out of the tunnel against Wofford. You can't do that to the fans. You can't do that to the players. To have that level of negativity, which you know would have happened at the start of a football game in Blacksburg. You got to keep that a somewhat sacred event where people go and have a good time and experience Enter Sandman and all that. And they'll get that on Saturday. They'll finally get a win on Saturday. So that'll be a good thing for Philip Montgomery, interim coach. But it's going to be a long slog through the rest of the ACC schedule. And then they got some big questions after that of where this program goes next as a direction. Next big game, arguably, is that UVA game, and we'll see if they can figure out how to get past a UVA team that's better than them and playing at home. That game just gained a lot of significance, but we're spending some time. Last day of the Diamond, we sat down with Parney. You'll also hear Cheats from the Black Baseball Mixtape. In the final segment here of our Parney Time cut-ins, we'll hear from the man himself. Here's some of Parney's reflections on the last day at the Diamond.
I want to know how you felt driving in this morning to the last day at the Diamond.
Well,
being driven in.
I could have. I did this on purpose. I could have come in other ways. You know, family member. I wanted Joe T to drive me because he's. God, we're 3 minutes into the show and I'm already crying. Joe T's seen me in some of my darkest moments during this whole ordeal, and he's seen me when. Publicly, I had faith, but privately, I was like, there's no way this is going to happen, Joe T. So I kind of wanted to have that moment for with Joe T because he's so special to me. So that's number one. Number two, man, what a grateful feeling that I have for everything. And this whole week has just been phenomenal. You guys have been around. Like, the crowds have been just, I mean, the crowds have been unbelievable. When Scotty Bandura hit that bases-clearing double last night, we don't have a roof on this place, but I thought it was going to come off, right? So, and the players are upbeat. Everybody's so upbeat. So overall, I'll try to keep the answer shorter than this, but it's like a wedding day, right? It's like, this is only going to happen once. and I'm just going to try to do my best not to get pissed off at anything and soak it all in.
You always say party time is about the people and relationships. So your time here in Richmond, obviously this building, you've met a lot of people, you've had a lot of relationships, a lot of them we've learned about on this show. I'm not going to ask you which ones are the most meaningful, but I want you to weave a theme of just the people of Richmond and how the diamond is intertwined into the people of Richmond and how that is being put in perspective today.
Well, the diamond's kind of the setting. It's the backdrop of all those relationships, right? And it's because of the diamond, for example, that I met my wife. I mean, if I didn't go to the mayor's office to try to talk to them about a new ballpark in 2012.
Is that
2012.
Right? Hey.
Here we are in 2025. I never would have met Tanya. And that's just one example of the diamond being the setting. And Pelf just walked in. Like,
yeah. One of the best people.
I can't imagine my life without Dennis Pelf.
Oh, wow.
And without the diamond, I wouldn't know Dennis. Without the diamond, I wouldn't know Joe T. I wouldn't know you. So the answer to that question, Cheats, is the diamond is the setting and the backdrop for every significant relationship that I personally ever made in Richmond. And that's what today means to me, is my whole life's about relationships and the setting of almost all of those. I probably met a few people in bars too, but but other than that, the diamond has been the setting. So that's,
and it was Parney on a last day at the Diamond. You knew it'd be an emotional one, and it certainly was. Enjoyed having him on the Parney Time podcast before he had to bounce to go tend to things, everything, making sure everybody had a great last day. Had some final thoughts with Cheats and Joe T. Let's skip ahead to those.
Cheats, you mentioned it earlier. I just want to circle back on it. The 2020 racial protests,
yep.
COVID, all of that. That was a moment where this could have been a group that faded into the background, but yeah. But this was a team and a place that brought people together in a way that was really sorely needed.
Yeah, I always say that in this is a testament of the people, right? This is a testament of the people you've already had on, which is Parney and Oppo and Benny and their understanding of who they are and what they mean to Richmond and the community. And so, again, just in society, there's not that many places where you can get 8,000, 9,000 people in a place together for a common cause and all have them have a good time, right? And we identified the Diamond and the Richmond Flying Squirrels as one of those unifiers in our city. And again, to their credit, they never said no. They actually took it on as a challenge to say, you're exactly right. We have a responsibility to bring not just our, you know, our city, but our whole region and anybody that wants to walk through these doors into a safe, welcoming place. And they've done that, obviously, for 15 years, but they did it for the last five better, I would say, than just about anybody I've ever seen. And what I think of, I know you didn't ask him, but I'll elaborate just a little bit, because I'm in my mid-40s. I've lived here my entire life. I've lived here for, like, my entire baseball existence has been right here. And the way that this place, the Diamond, has made me feel when I was my son's age, he's back there, he's 10 years old, really still kind of holds true. And just understanding from the time where we, like, had the biggest, newest, shiniest, most amazing stadium on the block,
yep,
to the part where obviously the last several years it's been a challenge.
Joe T's gonna push the button.
And see how, you know, these stadiums evolved. And obviously, like I said, we're excited about the new stadium that will come. But just seeing how they've evolved and having this place be kind of one of the last of the Mohicans standing up until today, yeah, you just think back quite a bit with a lot of emotion. And you have, I'll see kids my son's age, but were my age when I walk through those doors in just a little bit. And I cannot be more amazed, if you will, and the whole experience and kind of in awe. And like I said, we're never going to get this again, but it's also almost virtually impossible to put in words.
Well put. Joe T., this place doesn't look great upstairs. It looks worse downstairs. You've seen people come and go, and I think when you hear all the players say, Richmond is one of my favorite places to play, it was not because of the facilities. It's the people.
The city. I mean, they had a few blurbs or clips. I think the guys always mention the fans. They always mention the fans. When I did, I was 37 years as a minor league clubhouse, big leagues all over the country. When I was in Connecticut with the Defenders, the Giants asked me to come here to get them going. I said, I had my doubts. I did enough. I called a mutual friend between me and Parney, Ross Vecchio. I said, hey, I got a chance to go into Richmond. Do I do it or not all these years? And his exact words were to me, he goes, you're going to work with a guy named Parney. He goes, take it. Huh. He goes, you're not going to regret it. 15 years later, Richmond's my home.
That's a hell yeah.
11 years.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. 11 years as the clubhouse manager and 20 years as stadium operations manager. That's so awesome. The people go, you still work? I go, no, but I'm here more than when I work. So, and it says it all downstairs. I used to, every day when I walk into the ballpark, the sign on the door, memories made here. And that's the truth.
And they are.
We had so much fun here.
I'm just, as we're looking at the video board, I'm remembering when they built it, and why would they build a video board? We're getting a new stadium in a couple of years, and here we are 10 years after that, and it's serving it well. No, I love baseball. I grew up going to baseball games with my dad. That's my first love of a sport, and to have this place where so many memories got made over the years, I think that's very well put, and we're going to move across the street, and we're going to keep making memories.
And I'll probably still be hanging around there. Even though
hell yeah, you better.
Hell yeah, right on us.
Thank you to Cheats. Thank you to Joe T. And thank you, of course, to Parney for setting us up, bringing in a lot of special guests. Please look for Parney Time everywhere you get your podcasts, reflections on the final game of baseball at the Diamond. 15 years the Squirrels were there. You heard that referred to during the segment. We got two more segments. We're going to talk Brent Pry. We're going to talk Jaden Daniels. We're going to get around the NFL. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to the home of the Flying Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.